Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Funday for goddamn sure. It's 11th day of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a lot. Okay, come up. Turn son of a bitch back on, Laura. Knock it the fuck off. You're not going to fucking stop us. Best you can do, you fucking weasel ass fucking Jew cocksucker. Once you do something like a fucking man for once in your life. Give us one second here. All right. That's what you do if you're a fucking punk, motherfucking nobody, son of a bitch, who couldn't beat fucking a fucking two-year-old fucking girl up. You fucking go in, you do little punk fucking shit like that. Go pop a pimple somewhere, you fucking freak on that big fucking nose of yours. Leave our fucking broadcast alone, you prick, because you're going to answer up for every fucking thing you've done. Where were we? This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking at a high of 90 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Definitely, Eric, going to have to turn the air conditioner on today. No getting around it. Well, let's see what we're going to do. Let's see if we can find anything here that we can use against these people, because all we got to do is find that right paper. You know, shows the treason and fucking present it to the administrative admiralty and fucking go down and give it to the district attorney. And oh man, the wheels are going to start turning, and they're going to fix it all. That's what's going to happen, people. No, it fucking ain't. Either we're going to fucking fix it or we'll end up on our fucking knees in a ditch getting a bullet through our fucking head. Got it? Summer blackout fears fuel 300% jump in gauge of U.S. power plant profit. Oh! Oh, 300% jump in gauge of U.S. power plant. No, you ain't. When you start doing this shit, you're going to realize you can go to another fucking country. We'll rip your shit down to the fucking ground, you cocksuckers. You are not going to do this to us. This goddamn resource in this country belongs to we the people. You have taken it without due process of the fucking law. You have taken it as goddamn invaders. You've taken it as occupiers. And you have fucking declared war on us. You think you're going to fucking do this? Give it a go. This is from Bloomberg. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. U.S. power plants are poised to reap their best summertime. They're ripping profits. Why, you're fucking going under, people. You can't see this shit. You can't see these international cocksuckers coming in here with their international goddamn one world government fucking legislated fucking goddamn bullshit without authority to take your fucking what belongs to you. You ain't taking 300% of the fucking wealth of my nation and power. Whoever in the black water, what is this, black somebody fucking somebody. Let me see. We'll get to it down here. You motherfuckers think that you just act like that. Fucking, we're just going to sit here, just let your fat ass fucking, rich fucking buddies fucking have their fucking way about things. They're not going to like it here. Every fucking one of you is going to want to get the fuck out of here. And we'll see how your shit runs with us in fucking charge. soaring electricity prices that are outpacing the high cost of natural gas and coal. You are doing this. This is being, hey, people, you can't fucking deny it no more. You know, they tried that supply and demand that all my fucking life. Hey, didn't you hear that? Didn't know what you heard? Supply and demand, supply and, no, it never was it? It was a bunch of thieving international fucking gangsters fucking thinking they can take any goddamn thing they want. We'll take your fucking life. We will take the life from your...
They can't deny it anymore, Henry, but they do.
I didn't quite catch that, brother.
They can't deny it anymore,
nope.
But they certainly do deny it.
Oh, yeah, they act like this is just something that we're just... Oh, this is just normal. There's going to be a 300% jump. And you're going to take all your fucking money. You're going to go live in the fucking street. You want to bet? You watch what I fucking do, you motherfuckers. If I'm the only one that does it, you watch what I fucking do. So my goddamn country, you motherfuckers are here in violation of our fucking law. That's all the fuck you do is violate our fucking law. You think you can take from us? You think you can take from us? You could take our own fucking goddamn resources and charge us this fucking into slavery? You think we're Venezuelans? You're going to find out we shoot a lot farther and a lot straighter than fucking Venezuelans, and we ain't giving up our fucking guns. You're going to eat fucking lead. And your fat-ass fuckers you leave here to run this shit, they're not going to have a good time. Like I said, fucking, if it's no good to us, we'll tear that motherfucker down. Our fucking property, you son of a bitches. Our fucking property easily proven in our common law courts, which are our absolute goddamn right. Unalienable fucking right. That you have fucking goddamn interfered with. So now you've ducked to the second article. That means the boom booms. And I don't mean just fucking guns, you sons of bitches. You fucking arrogant pieces of dog shit. You couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammer, but you could sleaze around and leave a shit stain everywhere you fucking go, doing every duplicit fucking thing you can. And you fucking go ahead and jump that son of a bitch up to 300% and see what it gets you. See if you get any more, see if you get more or you get less. Well, let's just give it a fucking go. Get on it! One of America's largest from New Jersey to Illinois is a key metric for gauging the probability of coal plants has nearly quadrupled from a year ago to $43 per megawatt hour, according to Energy Aspects LTD, an electricity research and data provider in Texas. It's up almost tenfold for gas plants, said Bloomberg. Why are we allowing this? I mean, you fucking are a bunch of fucking pussies, man. You wouldn't have never survived the fucking 70s. We'd have put dresses on your fucking punk asses. You got no fucking soul. Let them fucking fuck you around $5 a gallon gas. Hurt them! Chicken shit motherfuckers, hurt back, you fucking punks! You ain't got it in you, do ya? Illinois, a key metric gauging the profitability of coal plants has nearly quadrupled from a year ago to $43 per megawatt hour, according to Energy Aspects LTD, an electricity research and data provider in Texas. It's up almost tenfold for gas plants, said Bloomberg. How about we just say you were going to put that money? You know, there was an incident in Germany when the shit had just gone up again. I mean, you know, it took two wheelbarrows of fucking money so you could pour both of them out to make it worth one fucking wheelbarrow. That's how bad it was. And the people marched on Berlin, and they were coming to take their fucking hair. You know what? All of a sudden, that fucking mark, it went up in fucking value just like magic. It was like magic, guys. It was like fucking magic. It was almost like the fucking cocksuckers at the top were controlling what the fucking mark was worth. But that's a true fucking story. Hey, when we come for your fucking hair, you cocksuckers, there's nowhere in this world you can run. There's nowhere. Because we've got a good portion of the fucking, what you're calling our fucking military, which is a fucking United Nations fucking thug force. We ain't afraid of you. We'll tear your fucking asses to pieces. And your fucking families will not sleep. We will go all the fucking way to the wall, motherfuckers. So if you're going to do it, get to fucking doing it, bitch. While a potential windfall, well, potentials, how many times have we heard that windfall thing? Remember when there used to be that windfall tax that first time that they started charging $35 a check for one, if you overdrew fucking 2 cents on a fucking, on your account? And then, oh, we're going to go after those windfall profits. We're going to stuff them in, or stuff in our pocket. And that's what you fucking did. I mean, we should have stomped these fuckers generations ago. This is fucking pathetic. But now it's better than nothing, man. I mean, are you going to fucking let them starve you down and push you down and say, hey, you goddamn Russian, that's what you get. You Russians have got to learn to live with less. I ain't going to learn to live with less, you motherfuckers. I'm going to learn how to fucking destroy your fucking asses. You can bet your fucking sweet ass on that. While a potential windfall for power plant owners, how did anybody end up owning the power plants? You know, it's just like here where I live, the waterworks. Okay, we have a goddamn well up on the hill about fucking a couple hundred yards from where I'm sitting. The fucking people of this town, when this was chartered as a town, built the fucking well, built the fucking goddamn container, and then in 1984, when they went over to being a fucking, a corporation, that was just given to some fucking mason. Just give it to him. Oh, here's your 33rd degree. Here's your fucking parasite fucking stab for the rest of your fucking life. All you got to do is write checks and sit on your fucking ass. Well, you know what? That shit's going to fucking come to a halt, too. You had no authority to give what belonged to we the people away to any fucking buddy, your buddies, your fucking goddamn, your fucking Masonic brethren. And I'll tell you people another thing, and you better keep it in mind until those motherfuckers are wiped out. We ain't done here. Every dirty fucking son of a bitch in one of them. Because you don't tell me they don't know exactly what they're fucking doing, because they fucking do. And then I mean the death of a fucking dog. Declare war on us, motherfucker. You will get fucking war. Maybe a little more than you were looking for. Oh, that rhymed. Let's see. Quadrupled from a year ago to 43 per megawatt hour. While a potential windfall for power plant owners, how'd you become a power plant owner? Did you go buy the dam from We the People? Did you guys get your fucking check in the mail when they bought the fucking dam that you paid to build? And all the fucking, and the goddamn turbines you paid to put in it? Then all that stuff was just handed to a fucking mason. Handed to him. Fucking free gratis. There goes our fucking broadcast. Well, but hang on. Just hang on. We're not going to back away from it. God, how they hate people who tell the truth about their sorry fucking asses. And people who aren't fucking free. Oh, God, nuclear. Oh, goddamn. If you ain't running around shitting your fucking pants and fucking crying, oh, God, I'm whipped. Oh, God, I'll be as slave as I can. Let them fuck my fucking children, my little tiny children. Let them fuck them. Maybe they'll leave me. Let me fucking suffer through this fucking horrid fucking thing called life. Well, they fucking enjoy the best of every fucking thing, you thieving fucks, you're done. I mean, go ahead, brother.
Hey, you ever thought about this? I'm glad you brought that up. You ever thought about this, how much money those assholes Rockefeller owe all of us from their collaboration, monopolization of the Standard Oil that they claim to, the government claimed that they broke apart and they're now all individual companies now, but Rockefeller still under Standard Oil. When you think about all that shit ever since back then, man, how much, you know what I'm saying, how much they have just siphoned off from this nation, from all of us. I mean, it really is just a shame.
It is a goddamn shame. And the bottom line is, what we're looking at here, what I'm reading about here, is fucking building monopolies. Building monopolies were broken up. Remember Ma Bell? They had to be broken up so they would not have a goddamn corner on the fucking market. But, I mean, they're building them right here in front of you. Just like everything fucking else, man. They're doing it right here in front of your face tenfold to what they ever did it before because you ain't doing nothing about it because you're fucking allowing it. Windfall profit.
You know what they're probably saying, Henry. Hell, we've been getting away with it forever. Let's keep on doing it.
Well, exactly. If there is no deterrent, why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you just fucking steal? I mean, these motherfuckers have no conscience. They wouldn't know what a conscience was if one come up and bit them on the ass. They are fucking thieving, low-life fucking Jew-ass motherfucking Khazarian cocksuckers. That's it, you pig shit-eating motherfuckers. That's what you are. And we know it. And we know how to deal with your ass. You're not fucking bulletproof. Windfall power plant owners. The wide margin suggests trouble for the country's strained grids. See, it's all good for these handful of motherfuckers. These are just a handful of son of a bitches, people. We can wipe them out in a fucking, in a couple of fucking hours. But things are just, I mean, it's like, when I first started hearing them talk about the price of oil going up, and that's a good fucking thing. I knew where the worm had turned. These motherfuckers are coming out and they're gonna fucking make their fucking play, and they have made their play. Now we gotta cram it down their goddamn throats. Bitch stomp the motherfuckers. Take our goddamn country back. Take our arsenal back. Then take the rest back from the world that has been taken from us. And they can give it up or we'll blow their fucking asses up. That's what we bought that son of a bitch for. So this couldn't happen. Only traitors could allow this to happen. Every fucking one of these pricks is in violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1779. Gross! Fucking violation. You can prove it in 15 fucking seconds. But they're fucking, they paid for their goddamn standing army. You gotta kick those fuckers out of here. Make them till that goddamn paycheck just ain't fucking worth it. They reflect concerns among wholesale power traders that extreme heat in the weeks ahead will drive electricity demand to record levels. I'm sure it will. And you know what else is driving it to record levels? About another 100 million motherfuckers in here who have come into this country as invaders. You think they don't use electricity too? You think they don't use the goddamn gasoline too? Well, they are. It's why you see so many new cars. You think, goddamn, gas is at $5 a gallon. You ain't going to see very many cars on it. Fuck, too. It's crowded. Everyone, I'm out of here. Motherfucker, fuck you, get out. You thief.
They're using electricity that they don't have to pay for.
You're goddamn right, man. We're paying for it. To drive the price up so that when we have to get some for ourselves, we fucking pay like a goddamn $23 aspirin at the hospital. Fuck these son of a bitches. Kill them. They've given us no choice. While a potential windfall for power plants, the wide margin suggests trouble for the country's strained grids. What's strain the grids? 100 million motherfuckers being brought in here fucking illegally, an invading fucking army being built behind your fucking lines? Could they be using electricity, people? Could they be using up that fucking gas? Could they be driving the fucking, I mean, like I said, when I look out there, I expect to see fucking goddamn people driving lesser cars and fucking driving less, period. I mean, it's always been that way. Not this fucking time. All fucking foreigners who can't speak a fucking word of English driving brand new fucking cars and they don't give a shit what it fucking costs because you're paying for it. They reflect.
Car full of food as well, Henry. You got them at the stores. Car full of damn food. Two baskets sometimes.
Yep, why you fucking have your calculator and you're fucking trying to get through the fucking store with enough to eat for fucking 2 weeks. You bet. They're going both hands. Both fucking hands, and I mean nothing but the fucking best, buddy. Nothing but the finest for the fucking invading force. We gotta fucking wipe these motherfuckers out, period. They reflect concerns among wholesale power traders that extreme heat in the weeks ahead will drive electricity demand to record levels, making supplies previously tight, or perilously tight, I'm sorry. No, I mean, once you get to where you push us far enough, you motherfuckers, you ain't gonna own shit in this fucking country. We'll rip this motherfucker right down to the goddamn roots it belongs to us. You have violated our law. You have committed fucking high crimes and misdemeanors. You are fucking treasonous pieces of shit. You are infiltrators. You are a goddamn occupying force, and we will destroy your ass. Make no mistake about it. And we'll destroy every, hey, you know what? How much is that 300% going to be worth when all your goodies here are crushed? You think I need your goddamn electricity? I don't. State and federal officials have already warned that electric grids could be pushed to their brink of blackouts. Oh, now here's something else for us to fucking worry about, people. Is it going to be an atomic bomb? You know, just like this whole fucking thing started. I mean, they try to act like we can't remember past yesterday. This whole thing started because you fucking put embargoes against fucking goddamn Russia. None of our fucking business. But, I mean, if it could end tomorrow, how? Remove the embargoes. They'd be sitting on a fucking glut. They couldn't give the fucking gas and shit away. This was fucking orchestrated. It was orchestrated from the top, and Putin was right in on it. You people over there in fucking Russia who are suffering from these sanctions bullshit. You remember that. That motherfucker, he had 20, now he's got 120. He'll have $200 billion by the time this is over with, and he'll really be looking down his nose. He'll be your fucking czar. You want another czar over there? Or you want to squish these fucking monarchs down into the fucking ground, destroy these fucking corporations once and for fucking all, and have a fucking even playing field where everybody has a fucking even shot at the fucking goddamn resources of their country? Which one do you want? These prices reflect the increased risk of shortfalls, said Peter Rosenthal. Are they anywhere? The motherfuckers aren't. There's your goddamn key position. Peter Rosenthal in a fucking key position. This is how they do it with so few. This is how they fuck with so many, with so few. And if all the fucking many just fucking stood up and fucking wiped them out, they'd be stopping us. Rosenthal, oi, you fucking Jew, go home! Ahead of North American Power for Energy aspects, adding that he's never seen margins this wide across so much of the country in more than 20 years analyzing power markets. We've never seen theft like this. We've never seen seizure of fucking power and violation of our law like this. We have never seen nothing like this because they've stepped out and they said, yeah, we were a corporation all along. We were the ruling fucking class. We're the same aristocracy that was fucking ruling you in the goddamn colonies when you rose up against the king, our king, by the way, and fucked to fight the fucking uprising that we stole from you and made it into a goddamn revolution so that we could be fucking what we are right now. Corporate goddamn monarchs. I'll tell you what, Blackstone or whatever your fucking name is, you fucking cocksuckers, you'll die like anybody else. I guarantee fucking to you, you will. And you ain't going to kill anybody with this fucking shot. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right, hey. Brother.
You know what you just clocked in my head? What I just thought about. The reason why they would never let free energy come through is because it's just total, complete, would be out of their hands. The reason why they knocked down the things that Nikola Tesla really did, and went the other way, is because it's just by total control. And we all had, like he said before, Nikola Tesla, he said, it's free energy out there. You don't have to pay for it. These son of a guns, they sit here right here by total dominance and control. And this right here, hey, we fucking kill you with this heat. Hey, you'll do what we say. Hey, America, you may turn in your guns if you don't have any electricity. They don't realize, man, I don't think like that. I will come and get you. My grandfather taught me quite well.
I'm glad for your grandfather, brother, because this was what we're going to have to fucking do. And you're absolutely fucking correct. Energy is what it really comes down to. If fucking Tesla wanted to give the world free energy, and he fucking had it down how to do it. It's right in the goddamn air. It's all around us. And he had it how to collect it without fucking, I mean, you didn't have to be, nobody would want for energy. You wouldn't have to buy it. That's how they control you, and you're absolutely goddamn right. That's how they've controlled us all the fucking long. It's through the fucking energy. And that includes human energy. These son of a bitches, they think that they're going to fucking pull this fucking shit off just by fucking controlling the goddamn energy. Well, you know what, you motherfuckers? We'll see if 100,000 of you control the energy or 100 million of us do. We'll see who controls that fucking energy, won't we? Or if you're, but there'll be a lot of us doing it on fuck digging graves for you. Burn you in fucking piles, you goddamn dirty communist son of a bitches.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
The SOB, they're so freaking dirty. And when Nikola Tesla, when he died, they came and ramshacked and took all of his work and hid him. They took everything that man had for themselves and hid it away from us. Well, they need to be killed. They need to be shot in the fucking head.
Yes,
pardon my French.
That's all right. Because you're right, and it's not. They didn't just do that once to Nikola Tesla. They did that several times to Nikola Tesla. Every time he'd get something going, he'd build a fucking laboratory, and he'd have something he was working on. And right when he'd get to the apex where he had it all fucking worked out, they'd come and raid him and fucking take all of his fucking shit, all of his notes, all of his goddamn equipment, and the fucking government would seize it. Now, goddamn it, that ain't the goddamn government. And they did it without goddamn warrant. Why would you try to stop a man who is trying to give the world free energy? You would have to be a pretty sick in the head son of a bitch, I believe. But of course they are sick in the head son of a bitches. That's why they have to be eliminated. Like the fucking rabid dog. It might be your best old dog you ever had. You fucking love that fucking dog you had it 15 fucking years. The son of a bitch has rabies. You gotta kill it. Or it's gonna kill you. And this is what, I mean, but throwing this out here in our fucking face like this, this is going, this is trying to rub your fucking face in it like you're nobody. You're going to find out when nobody, because what we got, black, what we call ourselves black, we're going to find that goddamn word. The profits will come at the expense of households and businesses. That means they're not fucking profits. That means that's theft, you son of a bitch. You're not doing any more work for any more fucking product. You are stealing from the fucking people. They used to call it goddamn, what the hell they call that? When they come to raise the price of the gas at the fucking station. Gouging! You think you're going to gouge us? We'll gouge you with a fucking butcher knife, motherfucker. You think you're going to get away with this for a second? It's going to be a hot fucking summer, I can tell you that right now. Households and businesses, no, not business, not real businesses. I mean, if you got a little mom and pop store there, they're going to fuck you. They're going to try and get rid of your fucking ass because there ain't supposed to be anything here but fucking Walmart, Bi-Mart, and the fucking international son of a bitches who have fucking put bases here so that they can bring all their losses from around the world here and write them off on taxes and get a tax fucking return on their fucking losses in other countries from the resources they've stolen from us. We're weak! Or we wouldn't allow it! Businesses which are already facing the worst inflation in decades. Steep electricity bills have begun to force some industrial companies to dial back operations. Now, why would that be, to dial back operations? I mean, if the product's still coming out the end, or is the product still selling for even at an outrageous price? I mean, this is just fucking, they've said it several fucking times to us, people. This is to get us used to doing without. We're American nationals. This goddamn country belongs to us. It's the richest country on planet Earth. And by God, we're going to have it. We're going to have it, and we're going to have your fucking head along with it. We will fucking so fuck you up in this fucking fight that you will never, ever want to fuck with us again. You watch and see what happens. I know you're sitting there, goddamn, you know, you greedy, cock, sucking, slime ball, son of a bitches. You're sitting there thinking, oh, we can do this, we can do it. No, you go ahead and do it. Why in the fucking, it's just like the guns. They're throwing this out there to see how pissed off the people will fucking get. Well, do this, you son of a bitch. Do it. I want to see those power grids go down. I think everything, all the surveillance, all everything goes down with them, doesn't it? This is an ideal situation to be taken advantage of, isn't it? And like hey, honey, yes, go ahead. Sorry, miss.
There's something going on with the call-in line.
Really? The call-in
line? Well, mine just shut. It shut down twice, so I don't know. I was on the road when I first started. I didn't get to hear the beginning, but I thought somebody might be messing with it. But mine went down, so I don't know. I'll double-check.
Here, let me see what Laura's saying.
I'm still on.
She said it's working here. It's working here.
Okay.
It's still good in Texas.
Thank you, guys. Go ahead.
You betcha. No problem, Misty. At any rate, guys, the 300, I mean, that's what, 300%. It's almost like the, you know, you got, at one point, I was like, God damn, every time I don't care where I'm going, I had to pull out a $5 bill and break it. And then it was a 10. And then a 20. And then a 50. And now it's a goddamn $100 bill. You're going the way of the Weimar Republic. Wake up, hello? You're going to let this goddamn George Soros manipulation of the fucking currency destroy your fucking country? You're going to kill that old fucker. And that fucking goddamn criminal son of a bitch. That fucking enemy of we the people. That fucker that has violated every law we put on the fucking books. That has violated the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 to ad nauseum. Why is that fucker still alive? Somebody explain that to me. Nobody had the balls to take that old fucker out. I've heard him come on the goddamn stupid box and brag about breaking countries. You know, people going starving, babies starving and shit. And he's talking about how he did it and bragging about it. Put a bullet through that fucking sick cocksucker's head. Why won't ya? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Outlaw Orchestra with See You in Hell. Because that's what it's coming down to, man. It's coming down to a fucking dogfight. I mean, we have neglected this and neglected this. You talk about do tomorrow, put off today what you can do tomorrow. This fucking goddamn country, that should be the fucking motto, not the land of the free, home of the brave. There is no fucking excuse for this shit. This should have been dealt with fucking generations of fucking gold. When they tried to take the goddamn gold, when they did take the fucking gold, right then and there, no due process of the law for the individual. This is goddamn, this fucking god, this, our servants, they're going to come up and take our goddamn gold. They should have got bullets through their fucking heads. Some are a blackout, 300-foot jump. You know, we were talking about Soros, and I have heard that son of a bitch. I've heard him interviewed on the Stupid Box. And talk about, he has broken several fucking economies. He has fucking debased their fucking goddamn currencies and fucking broke the goddamn countries. And they show the people fucking hungry and there's flies buzzing the kids and fucking shit. And he sit there bragging about how powerful he is. He ain't more powerful than a fucking bullet. I guess you just need some balls behind it. Where are we here? Oh, the profits will come at the expense of the households and businesses, which are already facing the worst inflation in decades. You know, you're going to see the Weimar Republic pop up here, and you're going to see fucking, this fucking place is dirty. I've got so many fucking guns here that you can't even, you're tripping over them. You think you're going to fucking do something? You're going to hurt people? And you're going to be there within gun range of them? Really? I want to fucking see it. And all your shit that's here, man, fucking, who's going to guard it for you? Who's going to guard your fucking shit that you're fucking using to steal from us, to steal our fucking natural resources and try to make us slaves with it? Who's going to say it? Who's going to fucking watch it for you, bitch? Who doesn't want, who's tired of living? The likely beneficiaries, meanwhile, are some of America's biggest private equity firms. I mean, we talked about that monopoly thing before when they broke up Ma Bell and everything, because you can't have monopolies because then you can, you know, you're fucking, setting the price, you're fucking, and this is exactly what they're fucking doing here. This is the ultimate fucking, goddamn monopoly. And they're doing it right in front of you. But see the things that they, oh no, we'd never do that. We shut that down right now. We'll pass a law. But then next thing you know, fucking, you start getting, instead of going down to your local fucking office when your phone was fucking up, you get somebody from goddamn, India on the goddamn phone. This is Betty! They played that fucking game. That's a Jew fucking game. Multiculturalism, you fucker, I don't care what you fuckers have done. There is enough of us to wipe your fucking asses off this planet. We're doing it. You will never fucking hurt another people like you have hurt the fucking people on this planet that are here right now. You low-life son of a bitches. You arrogant motherfuckers. I can't wait to get my hands around your arrogant fucking neck. And then
hey,
I tell you. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry. Did you listen to that short clip, that Maxine, whatever her name is, where she was telling the CEO of Exxon that we're going to socialize it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she just came out flat and said it. The two people beside her, I noticed Ed, I think it was Ed who pointed that out, but I noticed it too. I mean, they're kind of looking like, what the hell did she just say? And then the lady beside him, she kind of had a grin on her face.
Well, you see, they get used to saying it. See, look what they've got away with, Misty.
I know.
They got to be fucking loving this. I mean, you're outnumbered fucking 1,000 to 1 and you're fucking doing this to somebody? Fucking, I feel like a pretty tough motherfucker too. Or else the people that I'm up against are a bunch of fucking cowards. It's got to be one of the two because it can't be both.
It's not looking good.
No, it's not. And the bottom line is, when this shit hits, what you going to do? Are you going to fucking take it? If you take it, you might as well just fucking hand your grandchildren over to them, tell them rape at will. Hand your fucking property over to them and tell them say, it never was mine. And then fucking, and then go kneel down by the fucking ditch for them. Hey, man, give me the gun. I'll do it my fucking self. Because that's what you're walking into. Goddamn, the most powerful country on planet fucking Earth. And this is our pissant fucking response to a bunch of fucking spineless fucking god Khazarian Jew fucking slime balls. That's why this is happening, because we told the Jews to fuck off, don't you know? You said, fuck off, Jews. You don't hear those bastards in the fucking thing. That's when they went over to Khazarian world in Ukraine. That's when they went to move their headquarters, because the Middle East, they didn't get to take the Middle East like they wanted. They wanted to take fucking Syria, Libya, fucking Jordan, and fucking Iran, and they wanted to take Turkey. They were going to have the old Ottoman Empire. Couldn't pull it off. The fucking people were too... The internet fucked them. And people knew what they were fucking doing, and there wasn't going to be no kind of participation in that kind of fucking slaughter for a fucking kike. You slimy fucking kikes. And I mean every goddamn one of you. I'm not separating the fucking fly shit from the pepper. You, every one of you enjoys the fucking benefits of being a fucking slimy ass fucking Jew. And you're going to enjoy the fucking non-benefits of fucking being a slimy fucking Jew. You're going to pay up for what you fucking done. You did it arbitrarily, you'll pay arbitrarily. Where were we here? If there are blackouts or brownouts this summer, power markets would be torn into a sharp divide of haves and have-nots, and that's what they're talking about here. See, the big boys, I mean, they did this with the internet. They've done it with every fucking thing if you look in this country. And it's going to be, oh, I'm sorry, all you people out there, we can use your useless eaters. No electricity to your house. It's going to go here. It's going to go to a fucking Alex Jones's big fucking operation. It's going to go to this fucking big operation here. You think so? Do you really believe it's going to? You believe that's going to happen? You believe you're going to be able to pull it off? Who are you going to leave here to do it? Who's going to guard it for you? And you motherfuckers, you're going to be up against some pissed motherfuckers. You better realize it. And once this breaks loose, God let it break loose. Once the jungle erupts, we level this fucking place. And then we fucking go to we go out into the goddamn rest of the world. And we get our fucking money back. We get our goddamn, we get the goddamn criminals who will be, they'll be fucking, they've already got their goddamn escape plans, let's put it that way. But you're coming home, because we'll find out, as soon as we find out where you are, it's going to be a telephone call. Yeah, you're in New Zealand? Yeah. You got that fucking Soros, he's over there, we know he's over there. Don't try to move him. Yeah, we went through the books. Yeah, you need to send us $2 trillion in fucking gold and silver bullion. And you need to have that here by tomorrow. You got 72 fucking hours to deliver up Soros and the fucking cash, or you're eating a fucking bomb. What's it going to be? Hang up the fucking phone. They don't show up, fucking blow their asses up. Better to be fucking dead than be a slave. Remember that, always. They count on people if I can just live another day as a worm, as anything. I mean, because there's all different kinds of creatures on this planet. I'll live as a fucking worm. Just give me one more day. I won't. I'll live as a fucking man, and I will have what belongs to me, and nobody's taking it away from me, or I'll be fucking dead fighting your fucking ass, and you'll be dead fighting mine, motherfucker. And I will fight you. I'm not afraid of you. And to those that are afraid of you, there are some sorry fucking little pissant punk motherfuckers that I could give a shit less. They need to get the fuck out of the fucking way. You need to get out of our fucking way, you understand? You're fucking
right
looking
along with your paperwork as well. Tell them right along with your little amorality want to go to court paperwork as well.
You goddamn right, brother. Along with your
damn
fucking
paperwork. Paper pushers are some of the most weakest men I have ever seen.
They
want to push paper. No confrontation at all.
Well,
I've never seen no crap like that.
The bottom line is they know the paper's worthless. All these people that you see doing this are stalling for time. They need time. Because this shit is coming as... Do what you said on this fucking paper, you motherfuckers. I dare you. I fucking dare you. You fucking do it and see what happens to your ass. See what happens. See if it was worth the fight. See if you make 300%. See if you make 1%. See if you lose 300%. Because we're every fucking hey, and, yes, sir.
You know, I don't understand, like, the people who want to push the paper, I don't understand how they don't see the entire mechanism of this system is corrupt to the core.
Well, they do see it, Dion, but they have been a part of it. They were a part of the fucking, dismissing of your fucking rights. You know, they went along to get along, and they got along pretty good because they're the ones that end up with all that. They're the ones that can spend $40,000 on a lawyer to file a paper that fucking, you know, I could file for fucking $15. And mine would be correct. And mine would have power. Theirs would just be subject matter bullshit that they can set in front of the judge, and the judge can make some more money for his pension. And the fucking goddamn DA can make some more money for his pension. And your fucking lawyer can make some more fucking money. And you pay for it all. And then they just tell you, sorry, man, but goddamn, under XR 42, 26, 28, 29, BP 643, they can do this to you. No, they fucking can't. Because under the fucking Bill of Rights, which isn't 50 fucking thousand miles long, it's real fucking simple. You know, you fucking can't. You cannot have that power. It is forbidden for you to have that power. And that's as plain as it can be written out. And you try taking that kind of power over us, we are supposed to kill you. Plain and simple, we were never to be slaves. But they didn't want that fucking Bill of Rights from the get-go, people. Don't forget that. The Continental Congresses, when they came together to form the fucking, the pain of it all. When they got together to form the Confederacy, when they were forming the Confederacy, they're setting up there fucking like, you're gonna be, I'll take my slaves over here, my subjects, and you take your subjects, and the people had showed up saying, we ain't your fucking subjects. The fight here is about fucking goddamn freedom and liberty. It's about individual freedom and rights. You son of a bitch, maybe we'll kill every one of you in this goddamn room. And we should have. We should have destroyed them all back then. Why we didn't, I would love to go in the way back machine, the time machine, and go back and just, why didn't you just destroy these motherfuckers? You knew what they were. Instead, John Hancock ends up with a fucking pension. Never fucking did it. I mean, he wasn't a soldier. He was a fucking thief, along with the goddamn mayor governor of Massachusetts. They were in crime partners, and this son of a bitch, he finally gets crossways with them because he won't, because they're stealing too much of his profits. Gage comes and takes his fucking house. Oh, now he's a fucking patriot. I should go die for that cocksucker's fucking house. We got to dig every one of these son of a bitches up and burn their bones in a big fucking pile. That was all a fucking lie, people. It has been a lie since the first time they told it to you in first grade. Lie, lie, lie after lie. They were the enemy. They were always the enemy. They were the king's men all the way through the fucking conflict. And then they were the king's men when they went over to goddamn Britain and went down into the fucking deepest, darkest halls of the fucking Masonic Lodge and became lords and were told that they would be the lords of this fucking land. Well, you know you ain't. You fucking ain't, motherfucker. This is the largest army sitting on this fucking planet, and I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to be shit but fucking goddamn shot. You're in violation of our law. That makes you a goddamn invader. That makes you a goddamn enemy combatant. You better fucking figure that out. And so had the rest of you who are the other side of the enemy combatants. It's up to you to shoot them. That's what you're supposed to do. But 300%, I can't even look at this no more. I'm so sick of it. Megawatts, what was it? Maybe I see that thing and I was wanting to look at it. They were talking this Blackstone or some kind of shit. They bought up everything. They have formed such a huge monopoly that they're going to fucking sit there and say, you're going to pay 300% more, Henry. Really? Boom! No, I'm not. Well, now you're one. Yeah, so boom! Yeah, I'm one. Boom, boom, boom! Nothing to hold me back now. Boom, 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 boom! You motherfuckers! Huh?
It's BlackRock.
BlackRock, thank you.
Yeah, they're buying up the houses. They're buying up everything.
Yeah, that's why the rent. That's why you can't afford it. People are working middle-class jobs, sleeping in their fucking cars because of these pricks. Who did? I mean, I don't know who you think you are or who your goddamn hedge fund's made up of, but you're human beings. I know that. You will fucking die. You try this fucking shit, you will fucking die, you son of a bitches. We will come for your ass. What the fuck do we got to lose? Everything to gain. This fucking goddamn energy you're fighting over belongs to us. It was never taken from us through a due process of the fucking law. And you fucking know it. The fact is, for what you have taken from us of this fucking energy, you owe us a fucking mountain of fucking money as big as fucking Mount Everest of gold. We all could take a 100-year vacation and sit on our fucking asses like you've been doing for the last 100 fucking years. And fucking just relax and enjoy fucking life on what you've stolen from us. You're not getting away with stealing from us, son of a bitch. You're fine. I don't care what I hear about your courts and your, fuck you and your courts and your fucking goddamn judges and everybody else. Fuck you fucking motherfuckers. When the people get together and the fucking guns start going off, we'll see how much all that shit matters, won't we? Because this is not going to fucking stand. Black Rock. You got that Black Rock? I mean, God damn it. You know, what was I, probably in the 70s, I think, when Ma Bell was broke up. How would Black Rock look then? What if they even mentioned doing something like that? The people would have strung their fucking asses up. What happened to our people? They were ignorant down in the goddamn public fucking school system, they call it school, fucking goddamn indoctrination centers. They were made stupid. They were made stupid by the stupid box. And when the stupid box couldn't make them no more stupid, they gave them little fucking phones and things they set in their fucking lap. And that's their whole fucking day, to the point that they can't even go in the goddamn armed services because their bone structures have changed, because they've sat on their fucking asses and done nothing their whole life. Is this what you want? Because this is why you're getting what you're getting. Because you fucking have allowed it to fucking happen. You didn't have to allow, I mean, there's a lot of things that you would have been in a fight, but you didn't have to allow your kid to sit there on the goddamn fucking couch, get up to fucking 250 pounds at fucking 12 years old with a goddamn fucking whatever in the fuck them, their toy in his fucking hand, playing fucking games, not getting off his ass. Get up off your fucking ass and do something. I guarantee you, man, when you're around me, the kids around me, they're busy. You can't find something to do, by God, I can find something for you to do. I guarantee you, there's all kinds of fucking chores. And you can be proud when you get done doing them. Because you didn't sit on your fucking ass and stare into a goddamn fucking little screen about the size of a Dimebag novel all fucking day long, playing a fucking stupid-ass game that amounts to nothing. That is our problem. That's what we gotta fix, people. We gotta become rough with these motherfuckers. Grab them by the goddamn ear and throw them out the fucking door. Say, there, pick up that fucking rake and get the raking. Or I'll kick your fucking ass all over this goddamn yard. When you get done, I'm gonna pay you. But you're fucking gonna do some raking. You're gonna be a human being. Not one of these fucking bots. I won't allow it. And anyway, that's enough for me today, people. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And think about it. Think about what the problems really are. And it is us. It is us that have the knowledge and ain't doing anything, you know. I ain't going to be put in that category because I have grabbed an ear or two. And I have, I've done my share of fucking fighting. If I quit now, I would have already done more than fucking 90% of the people I've ever heard of. And I will not stop. I will not give up on my fucking country. I will not give up on my fucking people. We got them whooped. We just got to be smart enough to realize we got a zillion more guns than they do, and we could wipe them out in a second. No, we should go play the 360%. We should go pay it. And we should go pay it. We don't want no trouble. Yeah, we do. We want trouble. This trouble we want because we're going to get rid of this goddamn trouble. These fucking goddamn parasites are getting out of our lives. They're getting out of our fucking fortunes. They're getting out of our country. And we're not going to be a part of no goddamn United Nations. fuck the United Nations. We get a chance to fucking destroy it completely. We'll do it. And that is the word from the trenches.